was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand.
From the Record Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, street radio broadcast on RBN.
Good evening, folks. It is me, and I am live tonight, even though I sounded a bit tired earlier when John Snowball just came in and blindsided me and threw me on the air. Folks, it's been a crazy week down here in Florida. We're running a campaign, you know, and I have to sit here and say that while Bruce Ray Riggs and I have been at this for some years now, plugging away, trying to shake him up and wake him up. He's running for the 11th Congressional District, House of Representatives, State of Florida. And we need your support. We need you to get involved. Folks, when people are willing to stand up and be counted, that's the time to get behind them. Now, RBN had a fundraiser going on tonight, and we're going to be doing the same here on Resurrect the Republic. Well, I'm not going to harp on it. You don't have to tune out. But for all of you out there that listen to this show and have been listening for a long time, I am tired. I have not slept in 2 days. I'm running a campaign, and I'm helping a friend who's in dire trouble with the situation she's in. And two of my friends sitting back there in also in the 11th Congressional District in Ocala that are sitting there listening tonight. You guys know who you are. Now, you see, I want to tell you a little story. This is how I am with you folks, all of you folks that become near and dear to me. I met this friend through the radio show. She started out as a listener. She became a friend. She became a supporter like you'd never seen when I was at Bundy Ranch. She's always been there. She's always helped feed me information when I've been too busy to do things. And when I find that people have problems, and people come to us often with problems that we can help, we will help. I've never turned my back on anybody that's come to me for help, and I never will, as long as I have the strength and the energy to keep moving forward. But I don't expect them to have to take care of things while I help them, so I'm leaning on you tonight. All of you sitting out there tonight, we have somebody who needs my help and needs the friend that she's sitting with right now, his help, God bless him. A new friend that a fine human being. You know who I'm talking about. We've been talking for days. What's up, my brother? I love all of you. I feel obligated to do whatever I can whenever I can. If there's anything that can be done, Lori, She's got her own battles, and sometimes our battles merge together. We advocate for children's rights. We fight to keep them away from CPS. You guys really don't actually know half the stuff we do behind the scenes because we don't usually talk about it. Because we honor the privacy of the people that we help. I don't talk about it for that reason. But unfortunately, because a lot of you are unaware of what's going on behind the scenes, the support is not forthcoming. Well, that's something you need to reconsider. I'm getting tired. And I'm getting beat down and wore down. I'm not going to give up. No more than I gave up when I was in the back of a UPS, brand new UPS truck, being carted to Bundy Ranch. That was a trip. Doing an interview with Sheriff Mack in the back of a brand new UPS truck. We were supposed to be picking up an RV to deliver it, a friend of mine. Oh, it's just a funny story. You know how cold it was in the back of that thing? We've traveled all over the country trying to go incognito. Well, at least until we get there. We've tried bringing the truth forward as best we can. And, you know, I don't ask often for you guys to pony up. I ask you to support RBN mostly. But with Bruce's campaign and what I got going on, I'm wearing myself out and thin. So I need you guys to do me a favor and step up tonight. Tonight's the night. You can go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com or RTRTruthMedia.com. Click on, hit on that PayPal. And let me know if you approve. Look, you know, if a bunch of people out there just sent $20, and it's not enough to hurt anybody, that's what we need you to do. I'll be here, and I'm going to continue to be here exposing this insanity of a de facto government. I heard John talking a lot about Trump tonight. Well, he said he was a Trump skeptic. I call him a Trump hopeful skeptic. I wish I could have that kind of hope in a president. I do know that we've gotten through to Trump, through his campaign circles, and a couple good friends to this network, through some of their contacts, are trying to push the research that we have in front of him. Now, that has happened already once. Dr. Wynn Parker, who I'd like to give accolades to, as I have been digging into Dr. Wynn Parker's material. I have not had the time to do so for all the other things that have been going on. I have to recommend highly that you guys tune into to Dr. Wynn Parker's material. Yeah, Mike, you hear crickets, huh? Yeah, that's because I'm in Florida and we got a lot of bugs out here. And I felt like looking up at the sky tonight and talking to you guys from my heart. Usually I have news to cover, research to cover. And tonight it's going to be about you guys and what you need. Feel free to call in. Feel free to talk to me about what's going on in your life and what and how we can do to help you. And what you can do to help us is to push this information forward and get behind Bruce Ray Riggs for House. It doesn't matter whether you're in Florida, no more when you were, if you were a Ron Paul supporter. Ron Paul ran for House in Texas, but people campaigned for him all over the country, not just for the presidential race. People campaigned for that man all over the country so that he, when he ran for the House of Representatives, because they knew that a man like Dr. Ron Paul could wake people up. And one of my favorite speeches that Ron Paul ever gave is, "What if?" Mike, you pull that up for me, will you? Dr. Ron Paul spoke the way I think. Common sense, somewhat socially liberal, fiscally conservative, and somewhat socially conservative. A little kind of amalgamation, huh? socially, when I say socially liberal, I mean we have a war on drugs. If anybody thinks that's been going great, I'd like them to please call in and tell me how. As the CIA stands in the middle of Afghanistan, putting Marines out there to protect their poppy, and for 60 years the CIA has been trafficking drugs into this country, while we allow a revenue generation system to take a bunch of nonviolent criminals who've never harmed anyone, throwing them in prisons for profit, as they charge, really, their families, because it's usually the families of these poor souls who pay their fines and bail them out. So really, it's an extortion for the people that love them. The insanity has been shown time and time again. We have illegal immigration. Now, everybody knows we all whack Zionism in the head on this network, as well we should. And I'd like to say that while I have a serious problem with the Brzezinski-created, CIA-created jihadi terrorist camps that radicalized a lot of these folks, it is not just the CIA who did so. We are allies with nations that stone women to death. Oh, I'm sorry you got raped. Oh, it's your fault. Stone her to death. Yeah, let's cut a piece of her nose off or a clit off. You know what? Here's folks. You know, I'm not anti-Islam because I'm not ignorant. But I am an anti-Islamic extremist, and there are extremists and there are none. I have a friend who I consider a good friend. His name is Isa Hodge. Isa Hodge does a radio show. My God, I've been supposed to do the show with him 3 times now, and every time something happens and we miss paths. A Muslim and a Catholic Wake Up in America is the name of his show. This man, when I showed him my heart, because he had done nothing wrong, and we'll get to Taqiyya in a minute, because I know people usually chime in with that. Let me explain something to you folks about the moderates that actually do exist, or what people perceive to be as the moderates. In actuality, it's just a different sect that follows things differently. People talk about Taqiyya. Taqiyya is the, you know, they can lie to you clause, is what people talk about. But see, what a lot of people are not aware of, while radical Islam is a threat, and we have refugees pouring over the border, many of which with really bad intentions to do damage to the United States, they're angry with us for what a bunch of maniacs in a 10-mile square did. Here's the problem. Because we're more angry with the people that have had their nations invaded and bombed and their legitimate democracies overthrown with CIA puppet regimes put in place. You know, I dare say that if we smashed the CIA into a million little pieces and scattered it into the wind, I think we might be able to clear a lot of this stuff up. Now, I was talking with my friend today as we were walking along about this, and she said, well, you know, I'm scared that they can lie to you and pretend to be your friend and then turn on you. Well, I said, yeah, but there's one way that you can cancel that out, at least for yourself, possibly for your brothers and sisters, if you can teach them properly. And how you do that is you tell them, especially Iraq, especially, but and it doesn't stop there. But let me make Iraq as an example. 9/11 happened by, a bunch of coke snorting, boozing, stripper using devout religious jihadis. If that sentence makes any sense to anyone out there, do me a favor, walk over to the next wall that you find and smash your face into it, because you've been duped. You see, this is how you cancel it out, and you can only do it individually, and there will be taqiyya and there will be jihad. it's only begun. And we'll probably have to kill a lot of people one day coming. But those people, the citizens of Baghdad, I want you to do me a favor, folks. I want you to just for a moment pretend you're sitting down at your table with your wife and your two children. And shock and awe comes to town illegally, criminally, based upon a false premise and a pretext that was committed by a bunch of neoconservative Trotskyite communists and a bunch of Zionists and a bunch of British. Laying that smear on the world and then putting it on Iraq. To the ladies and gentlemen of Iraq, I wash my hands of the 10-mile square. I abhor what they've done. I abhor what they stand for. I did not support, nor will I ever support, the bombing of any nation unless a nation is a direct threat to the United States. I don't believe that Iraq was ever a direct threat to the United States, all except for the United States Central Intelligence Agency involvement in Iraq. You see, we cannot, apparently, in today's day and age, understand a different culture. The culture over there is not your culture. But you have American politicians bringing refugees that have absolutely no clue of American culture, bringing them here, putting them here, and a lot of these people feel entitled because we've blown the crap out of their country. Well, I asked my friend who's sitting out there listening tonight, the very same one that I was talking to earlier today, my dear, if your husband and you and your daughter were sitting at a table and sat down to eat, and shock and awe came to your town, and the next thing you know, you were looking up through a pile of rubble. Your kids were dead. Your husband killed. Exactly what would you want to do to the people that were responsible for that? I mean, see, here's where the Hegelian situation happens. They blame us. They blame me and you. They do. I mean, along with the politicians. They're just pawns in the game too, just like we are. This is a deep and very dangerous situation. I have friends of mine that stand against radical Islam, and I do too. When I see a bunch of Al-Qaeda or whatever you want to call them, ISIS, ISIL, whatever flavor that they want to call themselves this week, or the CIA wants to rebrand the database as, when I see them, and there have been some videos out there that, you know, they've dropped the mortar that they were trying to plant, blowing five themselves up. Yeah, that's kind of funny that somebody was about to do somebody harm, did harm to themselves. But you know, at some point we have to realize history has been written a long time ago. There's a plan and agenda afoot. They want you to hate Muslims. They want you to hate people of a different skin color than you have. They want you to hate, period. All the while, when you do, then all a bunch of them call you haters. It's insane. Government has become a cult. It is a cult. I watch people by the thousands. I mean, just look at, Chris Matthews and the feeling he gets down his leg for Barack Obama. He's supposed to be a journalist. There has been no president and no politician who has given me a funny feeling down my leg. Now, Ron Paul has raised the hair on the back of my neck a few times with some of the things he said. I'm conflicted tonight because I have an understanding that a lot of other people out there, not out in RBN, but out there, just don't seem to have. We have a caller on the line, Jason. What's up, Jason?
Hello, sir. It's actually worse than you think.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to sugarcoat it a little bit, but you had to pee in my cornflakes that quick?
we have to explain that to the audience, right? But yeah. Let me put it to you straight this way and interrupt me when you feel appropriate.
Okay.
I had a psychopath come into a company mm-hmm. that I worked for 13 years. Right. And he actually I'm like a smart... I hate to sound like Trump, who I'm voting for, by the way, mm-hmm. but I'm like a smart guy, and I'm not manipulated by people, but this guy just made me his friend and this and that, and he was a big Greek dude and a creep. I don't know if you're going to have to bleep me here, but I will say he was the type of dude that when he walked in the room, vaginas would sew themselves shut. So, I don't know if you had to bleep that out, but anyway.
Just don't cuss if you can help it, because John doesn't like it. But go ahead.
It's an anatomical term, right? So anyway, just to end it, he ended up, I helped him, I befriended him, I helped him take over, and then he was a disaster and just wanted to abuse everyone. These are the people that are in control of our government. Yep. They're generational sleazebags. Who some people, and there's a lot of videos in your audience, I'm sure knows some of this stuff, but there are a lot of, YouTube videos out there saying, oh, they're non-humans, they're not this and that. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. I've never seen a UFO, but what I can tell you is this, and I'll hang up and then listen to the rest of your response to my rant,
okay.
is that the people in control of this planet certainly... are not, if they are humans, they're not responsible humans, and they're downright nasty humans.
Don't hang up, by the way. Don't hang up, but go ahead.
Okay. Don't hang up?
Don't hang up when you're finished. No, because I want to talk to you for a second. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I would end it with, or at least this statement, I would end with the fact that we're in big trouble.
Yes,
and
we are.
The reason is that these people that have run society for, some people say thousands of years, I don't know. I'm 32 years old, so I figured out that they've been running this stuff, 10 years ago. So as far as I'm concerned, get it? Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah.
So all I'm trying to communicate to yourself and your wonderful, smart, productive, intellectual and probably sexy audience is all of us out here know what the heck is going on.
Yeah.
And it's hard when you have entire families who are just like diehard Democrats, and you have 38-year-old 42-year-old cousins that live at home and
drink the Kool-Aid
and everything is say it again?
The ones that drink the Kool-Aid, you mean?
Correct. All right, so now let's bring, that's my rant. Let's bring the,
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced, or do you know of what cold is? Does cold exist?
Cold as in having a cold, or cold
no,
as in
no, cold
the temperature
as in,
differential?
As in the temperature. Does cold exist? Just bear with me. Humor me for a minute.
Please, I will.
Does cold exist that you know of?
As far as I know, my senses tell me that cold exists, correct.
Okay, but it doesn't. Cold is the absence of heat, right? Now, does darkness exist? Now, you see where I'm going with this, right? Well, maybe you'll see where I'm going with this.
Evil is the absence of good.
Evil is the absence of God, my friend. To me,
there we go.
You can say good.
Well,
I say God.
Attracted 1-0.
Yeah. These people that you discussed, that some people call reptilians, some people call The lizard
I know,
people.
They call them all.
No, it's okay. It's all right, because you know what?
Yeah.
It's appropriate. Because what we are, without God in us, without the love, that light, whatever you want to call it, I call it the Creator. All right? When you've lost your last bit of that, when you truly, really have lost it, you are the epitome of what this example made. You are the absence of all things good. Now, the reptilian part of our brain, for lack of a better term, that part of the brain that is fight or flight, and usually is the one that most gangsters is that's how they're functioning on that level.
Survival, well, replication, period.
Yeah, and what
that's
that it. Means, yeah, they seek power, because power, surrounded with more power, helps them survive. These people, you can call them subhuman or not human or of whatever bloodline or whatever. Look, unless I actually physically experience something, I don't jump on the David Icke train. Although David Icke is right about a lot of things.
Well, David Icke, in my estimation, and by the way, thank you very much for allowing me to be this long on the air with you. You have a fantastic program, and I'm a recent convert. I don't know if this is appropriate to say over...
That's cool, man. You say whatever you want on the show.
The RBN airwaves, but I'm a GCN convert, and
that's cool.
I do Alex for about an hour, and then I switch over to Deagle, and then RBN the rest of the day.
That's cool.
And obviously Trump rallies in and out, too, and then Living Life and all that stuff that follows, of
yes,
course.
Sir.
So anyway, you're a smart guy. I'm new to your show. I don't know your name.
My name is Tom LaCavera Stewart, and my co-host was, up until his campaign. We have to be a little bit careful with the campaign laws. So he stepped down as host temporarily to do his campaign, is Mr. Bruce Ray Riggs. And our other co-host is named Lori Anderson, and she writes for Freedom Outpost. And, of course, we have a few team members, of course, my Lori that works for RBN. That is the essence of our show. Yeah. And I thank you for your compliments,
stuff.
Brother.
Let me leave you, if I may, let me leave you with one question, and then I'll get off the air so you can finish your show, because it's not the me show, it's the you show, right?
It's the we show, brother.
I feel you. I'm picking
truly.
Up.
Truly. Yeah, but go ahead.
I love that, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'll leave you with this question, and I'll listen off the air. They've clearly stated what they want to do. You know, Georgia Guidestones, all the millions and millions of YouTube videos, and just looking at the media for those who are awake and are screaming at the family members like I am. Enough people are awake. Is it going to be a hot revolution? Or is it going to be an intellectual revolution? I'll leave that question to you, and I'll take it off the air.
I will answer that on the other side of this break. Thank you for your call.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Genetic disease, you're parasitical prone, you could never be pleased. Everywhere you've gone, you've been treated for fleas. It's time to de-louse the house, we don't need none of these. Arming themselves to the teeth while taking Americans' guns, and all the time they're having so much fun. Just take a look what they've done. Just take a look what they've done.
They took the gold from Gaddafi and the petrol from Hussein. Playing God with Assad's democratic regime. All over your Talmud vision, ISIS is seen, but that big plasma screen is a crisis machine. High definition for the Goyim. Holy Hola hoax, Ilya Ehrenberg's dream. There's too many facets for you to understand. The plan for plundering opium and lithium in Afghanistan, to justifying a fraudulent crisis to attack Iran and finalize the greater Israel by taking Pakistan. Just look at the blue borders on their vile flag. The designer of that thing is a foul flag, acting like it represents Talita, this and that. But I have seen the 1947 Rabbi Fishman map. The greed, Lord have mercy. You want Iraq, Syria, Egypt, and even a little piece of Turkey. Tell me, when will your avarice cease? Time immemorial, you acted like nefarious beasts. I can't follow your holla hoax dollar score, especially when the Holodomor killed a lot more. I highly recommend it, that rhetoric, you should end it. Your anti-Gentile penchant has me very offended. And with a straight face, you embrace how it's right. You're overplaying your sympathy card again, Talmudite. The people you call Goyim are starting to awaken. And if you haven't noticed, they focused on taking back their nation. Historically parasitic of the degeneration. That is why you've been kicked out of 109 locations. The people you call Goyim are starting to awaken. And if you haven't noticed, they focused on taking back their nation. Historically parasitic of the degeneration. That is why you've been kicked out of 109 locations.
All I'm saying
say is,
God is not your little real estate.
God is not your real estate agent, folks. Love, Payday Monsanto and Resurrected Republic. All right, now I was asked the question, what's going to come and how's it going to come? Well, this is what I believe, and it goes a little bit past belief. It goes to some intel that I've received. I don't make predictions. I usually stay away from that whole angle. But I kind of know what's coming. At least I think I do. And what I think's coming is ugly. The United Nations has been pushing its agenda, and it is a communist one-world government. And I'm telling you right now, just about every kingpin, from the Pope to Netanyahu to Obama, Rothschild, Rockefeller, all these people are now, they're almost kind of like on autopilot. Mike and I were talking on the break, and he said, you know, these folks see have all these plans, but it seems like they're losing grip. Well, I think in a way that's true. But here's one problem with that. He who controls the nation's money cares not who writes the laws or really who has anything to say about it. They know we're awakening. They know that we're going to come. Win, lose, or draw, it will happen. Now, what we're trying to do is do it peacefully, and I almost think, and don't take me, no, this is my beliefs, and I'm entitled to my First Amendment restriction upon government to try and silence me. Folks, there's a part of me that believes that if we wait peacefully, we're going to get run over like a steamroller, which troubles me because every time we try and get together and do something positive, peacefully with force, it seems to work out for a minute, but it doesn't seem to work out in the end. So what's the game? The game is, as we awaken, they identify us and identify us. And then when comes time, they're going to trigger a banking collapse. That's what's coming. That's what's going to happen. You mark my words. They will do it. When we get closest to them, when we become the most awakened, it's a kind of a two-edged sword, really, because as I want to awaken people, I don't want to push us closer to the brink, but at the same time, we've been living under an unlawful jurisdiction. We've been living under an anti-God, anti-tradition, anti-common decency group of constitutional conspirators and government gangsters. And that's exactly what they are. And, you know, I recommend you guys, if you have not seen the interview I did on Lip TV with Sean Stone, Google this, constitutional conspiracy and government gangsters, and watch it and share it around with your friends. Go to Lip TV and find it. Constitutional conspiracy and government gangsters. You see, Sean Stone, I understood. Now, a lot of people say, oh, he's a flaming liberal. Well, no, actually, he really isn't. He's not actually a flaming anything, and he's actually not politically identifiable. And this is why, you know, some people with certain beliefs, I know that they've been assigned to left and assigned to right. Stop being put in boxes. Anybody who pushes for collectivism, communism, whether they be of the right Trotskyist version or the left Marxist version, are ideologically brainwashed individuals. You would not be mad at them. They need to be awoken. They need to have that shell around them smashed open so that they can see the true world. Anyway, Jason, that was my answer to you. I believe that we are going to try and keep it peaceful too long. And instead of developing a deck of cards with each one of these scumbags' faces on it, and doing as we did to a certain family in Iraq that probably wasn't the best family in the world, but
at the time, at least, there was some, there was no terrorists flying all over the place. The wild ones need to be governed with a heavy hand, possibly. But you know what? That's their sandbox, and that's their business, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, Pat in Fort Worth, we got on the line. I hope that was a good enough answer for you, Jason. Pat, how are you?
Oh, fine. I was watching Shock and Awe, they call it, you know. I cracked ribs, and I couldn't move, breathe, and I sat in front of the TV 24 hours a day, the whole time they were going to Baghdad. And I said, I put my head on the TV and prayed, oh, Lord, help them. They're so tired, and it's so hot. And all of a sudden, a sandstorm comes up, and they have to stop. And when the thing is over, all the landmines were exposed.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, bless you.
We don't pray enough. We just don't pray enough about everything.
Well, sister, Lord, do me a favor, Pat, and bow your head. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, one of our listeners came to us tonight and reminded us how we do not pray enough, how we don't ask you for your blessings enough, how we don't ask you to heal our land enough, and how we don't ask you enough to stop the insane more bombs for Jesus mentality that some neoconservative Trotskyite communists, for lack of a better term, your Lord, have. Lord, please be with us in this time. Lord, please make us strength, strong nation, strong minds, strong bodies, and to serve you best. In Lord Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. But I still think he was a Hitler. He was another Hitler.
Who's
that's
that?
Saddam. That's why.
I wouldn't say another Hitler. I'd probably say more of another Stalin. It's a little different. It's a little different.
He was a terror to everybody around him. That's why they helped us.
Well, yeah, and it was pretty much the United States that stoked the relationship with Saddam Hussein. I'm no fan of Saddam and Uday.
I get you with all of that.
Yeah, but the Iraqi people are, what happened to them for the non-event that no Iraqis were involved with 9/11, the pretext that they used to go in and take Saddam, we see that there's no difference between left and right, because where Bush did it overtly, with the planes and the flags and his hands on his hips on the carrier and the whole nine yards, what Bush did overtly, Obama did covertly, or attempted to do covertly, and the nation pretty much put a halt to it. And when we tried putting a halt to it, then you have Benghazi and the arms shipments that are going through the back door, and the plane drops of ammunition that are accidentally landing in the middle of an ISIS camp. I mean, it's just... it's such a bad movie.
You know what? I saw a Bush T-shirt one time and it said, "So what do you think of me now?" I think I'd rather had him than Obama.
Yeah,
us Muslims before he even won in 2008. So you know what side he's on. And see the ISIS. My understanding, because I'm really almost illiterate on war, but ISIS was the Sunnis, right? He was a Sunni. I read a book, I think, like that way before the war. He was 20% of the Sunnis. They had everything there. They were the fat ones. And the others, the Shiites, they had nothing. And they were the enemy. Well, 80% of his own country was the enemy to him.
Mm-hmm.
And they were skinny, and they asked, like, why do your party, the Sunnis, get the best deal in the marketplace? And for that, you get your ear cut off. Well, that's the worst thing that could happen, is to have a part of your body taken off. You're some kind of criminal, and all you...
Sure. Sure. Now, you know, when it comes to their culture, their traditions, and all that kind of stuff, I you know, I have to say, when when I read about Saudi Arabia and cutting off noses and doing all that other stuff and the other places that do, I mean, it's just, it's insane. It's insane. And it, I see social justice warriors here and feminists screaming for equality and accusing the United States of being an institutionally misogynistic, patriarchal. You won't hear one of these nitwits, not one of them, talking about how they stone women in Saudi Arabia, or you won't hear any of the about the mutilation to the various parts of the body, but you will see one, and for lack of a better term, complete raving lunatic SJW Marxist telling us how all of Islam is the religion of peace. Well, you know, it's not that simple. They have this fairy tale idea, a utopian concept of the world. The only thing that gives me any comfort in the way these people think is that these people are not trained as well as I am in the use of firearms. Thank God.
They're learning, aren't they?
Well, not quick enough. And, you know, if they keep using the little limp wrist brigades, I dare say I'm not real worried about it, ma'am.
Well,
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to be funny.
They're learning. They're not dummies. The internet.
Oh, no. I would beg to differ with you there. The ones that go on full-on Marxist, they're not. They may not be dumb, but they have no common sense. Literally. Their common sense faculties are part of what need to be destroyed because their entire argument is based on a lie. And if they had the ability to be able to critically think, and critical thinking is crucial in war. If you can't critically think, all you're going to be used as a useful idiot. Well, Stalin had his useful idiots too. But then again, like you said, behind the useful idiots are the ones that are better trained. And
you know,
they exist.
If you were up in the middle of the night, you could see a lot of things that they wouldn't show in daytime. Like in Afghanistan, the soldiers were patrolling constantly, and yeah, they would give the kids toys and candy, and they knew if the kids run out and started speaking English, that the Taliban wasn't there. And if they patrolled and the kids weren't seen anywhere, you knew the Taliban was there.
Yeah.
The point is, I do believe that Bush did want to win hearts and minds, and I really believe he meant that.
Oh, you wanted to win hearts and minds, all right.
He's a kind of above some of the bushes, I believe.
Well, I'm an equal opportunity presidential smasher, you know. I mean, I don't blame everything on Bush. You know, I'm not one of those guys. I blame what Bush did on Bush, but everything isn't Bush. There was presidents before him. We can go back to Ronald Reagan, where a lot of conservatives love Ronald Reagan, and for some good reason, but what they don't know about Ronald Reagan's history, and I urge everyone to just Google Red Ronnie. Check it out for yourself. Critically think, check out the information, and we'll talk about it like Monday or Tuesday. You know? Neoconservatism, and this is important that you may have not heard me talk about this before, but neoconservatism, which is what Bush was, the neoconservative movement was founded by people who were admitted, open, they were Trotskyites, and Trotskyites are communists. They used the conservative flavor to trick many, many, many people. My parents, they were conservatives, my parents, and they gradually went from a more paleo-conservative in the 60s and 70s, and into the 80s with the arrival of George H.W. Bush, they really amped up the campaign on neo-conservatism. It's Trotskyism, man. See, where you have on the left Marxists, on the right you have Trotskyites, and this is how they've gotten us. Because really, this is why you see Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan's not a traitor to the neoconservative movement. He's a traitor to America, and just like Nancy Pelosi. These people are communists. Their minds are twisted.
I actually think that the communists have taken us over so much. My stepfather was a Navy career man. Mm-hmm. And my brother was killed in Vietnam after one month.
I'm sorry to hear your loss. I know it was long ago, but
he thought it was really fire fell short of target. And he always believed they did it on purpose because he taught an anti-communism class. And he said, I remember the day in 1956 when they told me I will no longer teach that course. And it broke him.
Why would they tell him that? Isn't that what they were there to fight? No, the truth is it wasn't. It's what the men were there to fight. It's what our American boys were there to fight, or at least what they believed.
In Vietnam, but I'm talking about in 56, he was told that he would no longer teach an anti-communism class.
Wow.
So, hey, I'm with McCarthy. McCarthy was right.
You know what? I'm with
McCarthy
on that. You know what?
Right.
You know what the only thing he was wrong about?
What?
He didn't know how to look behind him in his own ranks.
No, the only thing he's wrong about it was he used alcohol.
Yeah, well, no accident either. They pick people that are easily discreditable.
Oh, he wasn't picked. You know how he won his election? Nobody knew who he was. He went and got the young Republicans and got the ones with cars they got together and delivered leaflets and things to little small towns, and then he hired planes to drop leaflets all over California.
Brilliant! Hey, that gave me an idea for Bruce.
So I don't think he was put in.
Bruce Ray Riggs and I need to hire an airplane and drop leaflets. Yeah.
Well, why not? To enemies before we're going to bomb them. Get out.
Hearts and minds, right?
Yeah, you see something floating in the air, you go look and see what it is, aren't you?
Oh, God bless you, Pat.
Okay, well, thank you very much. God bless you.
All right, you have a good night. Tom in Florida.
Yeah, good evening, Tom. George Patton was murdered, too, by the communists. If you ever seen the movie George C. Scott, he said we were fighting the wrong sons of bitches.
Yes.
Yes. If you've seen the movie, and even Bill O'Reilly had a book out how he was murdered, Patton was murdered. And the reason I believe that was the Sephardites and Ashton Abbey got him, because of the communist Bolsheviks. But I want to get to a point with you, Tom, and I want you to have a show on this maybe for a whole night.
Okay.
I want to know about what's going on with the United States as far as the language. There are 78 million German extract people in the United States of extract. You got 56 million Hispanics and 48 million Afro-Americans and 22 million Chinese in this country. Currently, I saw on Fox News on their census.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask you this, Tom. How come these Hispanics are allowed to have hundreds and hundreds of stations in Spanish, but the Germans are not? Why isn't the German language being spoken in this country?
I can explain that very easily.
Why isn't there's more Germans in this country than there are Hispanics. Why isn't the German language being popped out on every news network like the Hispanics are?
I can explain.
Why are these Hispanics allowed to come? Why aren't they going to South America instead of coming to North America? Because this is an invasion.
La raza.
Hold on, Tom. Let me tell you something. The first 10 kings that sat on the throne of England were Germans out of the House of Hanover.
Uh-huh.
The first 10 kings that ever sat on the throne of England, Great Britain, were of German extract out of the House of Hanover. Now, what do you got to say about that, Tom?
What do I have to say about the German House of Hanover? Well, I'd say that the German House of Hanover has probably very little to, in my opinion. Now, I may be wrong, and maybe you can educate me here because it is a weaker area of my knowledge base. But I've known many, 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 many German Americans that both speak their native tongue. Germantown, Philadelphia. I spent a lot of time in Germantown. You don't call it Germantown for nothing.
Milwaukee's the biggest German city in the United States.
But I haven't spent a lot of time in Milwaukee. I just got to go with what I know.
Okay.
Maybe you can tell me more about what you know, and that's cool too.
I want to tell you this.
Yeah.
The Germans that have been in this country for hundreds of years, they're actually producers, okay? They produce machinery and everything you can basically think of. Like you said, they built cities.
Yep.
You got these Hispanics coming in here now. They want all the free handouts. Look at California. You got 4 million illegals. You got the goddamn governor over there screaming about global warming and no water. But you got millions of more people want to come to this country for cars and all this. Like I told you the other night, the carbon footprint. But here, the German people, they can't have 24 hours of German TV. Okay, they've been persecuted like they were so bad. But no, they gave you rocketry, jet engines. They gave you just about everything. And the Scots did a lot too. The Scottish plans of Scotland. But you know what?
Aye.
Perpetrated and is beyond belief. And we got 2% of the media. I mean, the media is controlled by 2% of the population, and you know who they are. And they have this heart for the German people. I don't understand it.
Oh, I understand it just fine. Well, you know, what's happening here is very similar to what happened in Germany pre-World War II. Germany was their economy, well, after they were crushed and humiliated by the effects of World War I, and then the reparations. I mean, Germany, the economy that was destroyed. And I'm not convinced here. Now, I like to talk with Diana Spagnola about this. She knows more of the history, but I'm not completely convinced that that Hitler was what some people think that he was, or maybe what Diana thinks he was. I respect a lot of her work, don't get me wrong. And she helped open my eyes about a lot of things that I had been propagandized with, like everybody else, that were complete fabrications and lies that we've been told about. But here's the problem. Hold on, I'm going somewhere with this. Here's the problem that I have with you know, when we talk about Hitler. Hitler very well, quite possibly, could have been a Rothschild. And this is why I say this. Because, first of all, he wasn't a captain that went down with his ship. That was a myth. That was a propagated lie. FBI reports came out not that long ago, and it's been assumed and... You know, there were German cities down there in Argentina, and the fact of the matter is that they have intelligence that say that he made it away, right? So Germany was used for the Zionists to create the Judenstaat, of course. We all know that. We all know the manipulation behind that. We all know that Zionism existed. It's only existed for 200 and some short years. But what they did was maniacally plot and plan because of so many nations that these people, once you find out the dark secrets behind the ones at the top, every nation they get kicked out of, they needed a big event, and they talked about it constantly in papers, the 6 million. I've read all of the papers, and they were using the terms Holocaust and 6 million long before the war ever came along. So what they needed very much, they needed a Jewish state to seek refuge in. Rothschild bought, paid for, and bankrolled it. And it makes sense to me, and you know, people may disagree with me. It makes sense to me, since Rothschild bought and paid for Germany, and we have the Nazis and the Zionists actually cooperating together for the transfer agreement and so on and so forth. You can see the hands behind the scenes of what all people are told. People will never hear about this stuff on mainstream media. You know that. They'll never hear about this stuff. And, you know, that's the way it goes, bro. As far as the Germans are in this country, yes, they are discriminated against by this neo-Marxist, Jewish communist, Bolshevik insanity. And that's how I feel about that.
You're right on, Tom. But Tom, I got to tell you something. Tom.
Yep.
Have you ever seen the History Channel when they had Adolf Hitler's nephew on?
Mike, we're going to roll on. We got callers on the line. We're going to roll on with our callers, man. We're not going to cut you off. Go ahead, brother.
Tom.
We're going to break. We're going to break. Hang on the other side, brother. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Hang on, brother.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.